Legend, written by Nicole Conway and read by Jesse Einstein.
Part 1. Ray. Chapter 1. There's a fine line between heroic and insanity. So fine it barely exists. Based on my experience, whether or not you succeeded in your mission was usually what determined which side of that line you wound up on. You succeed, and you're a hero. You fail, and you were a fool for even trying. I was in dangerously deep, insane territory. Granted, this wasn't exactly a new problem for me. I couldn't even blame Javid. I'd been winding up in these kinds of life-and-death situations long before I ever roused him from his divine slumber. The only difference now was, thanks to his explanations about my powers and no giving me an impromptu tour through the horrifying secrets of my past, I had more of an understanding of just how screwed I actually was. It was astronomic, by the way, even by my usual standard of reckless stupidity. Storming a highly fortified tower, crawling with hundreds of furious Tybran soldiers? Idiotic. Splitting up with Javid to do this on my own? Insane. Trying to rescue Aubryn from this mess and getting us both out alive? Impossible. Thinking I could actually pull this off by myself? Ha! Let's just say, somewhere beyond the veil, Kiran was probably rolling his eyes. If I did die this time, I was willing to bet good coin he would greet me with a smack to the face and a long lecture, which was something that made a smile tug at my lips. Gods, I missed him. Collapsed in the middle of the freight elevator of Northwatch Tower, I listened to the ominous symphony of battle all around me as the wooden platform made its slow descent. The metal mechanics and gears groaned. Iron chains rattled. The wooden frame creaked. All of it nearly drowned out the distant shouts of the Tybran soldiers, who were now thoroughly aware of our presence in the fortress. The call to arms was blaring in the night. They'd be waiting for me at the bottom of this elevator, ready to cut me down as soon as I showed my face. But that didn't mean I wasn't going to make them work for it. Besides, somewhere in this abyss, Aubryn was waiting for a rescue. We'd gotten lucky and gained the help of a gray elf kid named Adon, who'd been secretly slipping information to the scouts in Luntharda under the alias Lamb. Thanks to him, Javid and I had been able to get inside Northwatch Tower easily enough. Well, considering what we were up against anyway. We'd sprung my older sister Jenna from her cell, but that's where things started going off track. Apparently, Duke Philip Derrick had been captured at Barrowton too, which was not something we'd planned for. He was somewhere in this tower, probably praying for his own miracle, and we couldn't leave him here to die. So I made the hard choice. I sent Javid, Adon, and Jenna away to find him, while I stayed behind to find Aubryn. It had sounded good at the time. Good enough to convince Javid anyway. There was just one small problem. I'd used a lot of my power just getting us into the tunnels so we could access the tower. Now I was clinging to consciousness, fighting the swirling spots in my vision while I tried to figure out what to do. Somehow, I had to pull myself together. I wouldn't fail Aubryn, even if that meant he was the only one who got to walk away. He was my brother. I would save him. I stumbled and staggered as I got to my feet, my head swimming and my vision still spotting. Javid hadn't been exaggerating when he said that veil stepping would drain me.